Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. The nation's unemployment rate hit a 14-year high of 6.5% in October as another 240,000 jobs were cut. Unemployment has now surpassed the high seen after the last recession in 2001. The jobless rate peaked at 6.3% in June of 2003. Job losses in August and September turned out to be much deeper as well. Employers cut 127,000 positions in August, compared with 73,000 previously reported. 284,000 jobs were cut last month, compared with the 159,000 jobs first reported. So far this year, 1.2 million jobs have disappeared. Ford Motor Company says it lost $129 million in the third quarter as the struggling automaker burned up $7.7 billion in cash. The automaker also says today it will cut another 10% of its North American salaried workforce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 8,743. It's up 47 points. The NASDAQ at 1617 is up 9. The S&P 500 is at 908, and it's up just over 3 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather outlook is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, the colder air is starting to come in. We had some showers yesterday, slowing down harvest operations a bit in some areas. And this morning, we're looking at not a lot of precipitation showing up on the radar. There's some showers in Ohio and southeastern Indiana and Kentucky, and that's pushing away. There's some light rain and snow showers across Iowa and Minnesota and western Wisconsin, and that's going to push eastward and cover northern parts of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin here over the weekend, as well as parts of Iowa and Minnesota, especially tomorrow, and the precipitation will tend to dwindle on Sunday. Now, this round of precipitation coming in will be light, but where there was enough rain yesterday, and here at WILL we picked up just over a quarter of an inch, but where there was enough rain, there will be some delays because the temperatures are going to be cold enough that drying rates are going to be very, very slow. And we don't see any rapid field work here in the near term. We have another weather system that's going to be approaching the area on Monday, spreading rain into the western Midwest Corn Belt on Monday, spreading into Illinois and Indiana Monday afternoon into Monday night. And right now it appears that the precipitation will mostly be rain, but there could be some snow on the northern flank. So parts of Nebraska, South Dakota, northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, and Wisconsin could pick up a little bit of snow with that system, but it does look like mostly rain for the heart of the Corn Belt, including Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. But it looks like rain will be around Tuesday of next week, and then the precipitation will start to move off to the east once and southeast once we get into Wednesday. Then we have a dry day or two, but by the end of the week, rain will be coming back in ahead of what appears to be a strong cold front on the maps, and the weekend of the 15th and 16th could actually be colder than the weekend we have coming up here. And the weekend we have coming up here, temperatures are going to be in the 40s for highs over much of Illinois and Indiana. So the next weekend could even be colder. And at that point, it's possible there could be some places that pick up a little bit of snow. Bottom line is the harvest conditions are deteriorating compared to where they've been, so late season field work will be a lot harder to get in between precipitation and cold weather. And just a note, in the northern plains, out of the main corn and soybean and winter wheat production areas, there has been a blizzard in progress across the Dakotas, especially the central and western Dakotas, and some heavy snow down into parts of Nebraska. So some of the hard red winter wheat areas, northern areas, now have a snow cover. But most of the winter storm that's occurring out there is missing the prime growing areas, except for spring wheat, which, of course, is out of the ground at this point. Turning to the southern hemisphere, in Brazil and Argentina, it looks like the middle production areas of Brazil will be picking up the most rain over the next week. Many locations will get over an inch in that area. So they're going to be getting some beneficial moisture heading into the planting season. Rain will still be needed in the northeastern portions of Brazil, specifically Bahia and parts of neighboring northern Minas Gerais, and northeastern Goiás will probably still be a bit on the dry side as well. But south of there, precipitation plentiful. Southern Brazil going to have isolated showers and thunderstorms, so a little less rain than the abundant rain they've had lately. It's been really wet in parts of Rio Grande do Sul and Santa Catarina. In Argentina, there are some dry pockets, especially in southern Cordoba and southern Santa Fe. They'll have spotty showers and thunderstorms during the next week, but they're going to be warm in the western production areas of Argentina, so that's going to increase drying rates. So while the planting will take place in many areas, I think in Argentina we are going to have to focus on the need of rain down there, in part because it's going to be so warm from La Pampa right up through Cordoba and Santiago del Estero. That's a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 560 and three quarters, down 2 1/4, last trade up 7. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 520, down 2 1/2, last trade up 4 3/4. July, 569 1/2, down 1 1/4, last trade up 3. December corn opened at 379 1/4, up 1 1/4, last trade up 5 1/2. March, 396 1/2, up 1, last trade up 4 1/2. July, 419 1/2, up 1/4, last trade up 5. November beans open at 896, up 6 1/2, last trade of 11 1/4. January, 905 down 1, last trade up 11 1/2. July, 938 up 3 3/4, last trade up 10 3/4. December soybean meal opened at 263, up 20, last trade up 430. December soybean oil opened at 34.24, up 7, last trade up 26. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Thanks for filling in for us on Friday morning. We usually hear from you on Monday.
Correct.
Give us an opportunity, though, to, ahead of the weekend, get your thoughts on what the implications of a Barack Obama presidency would mean to agriculture.
Well, I mean, he's from Illinois, so he's definitely from a state that is very heavy in agriculture. So I think we'll find that he's a relatively strong supporter of the agricultural side. Of course, the first thing that sticks out is his support for renewable fuels. He's kind of been the opposite of John McCain on that he actually looks to increase the mandate out to $60 billion by the time we get out to 2030. And I think that's going to be interesting to see how that moves through Congress, especially with how it's moved against what the food side is, and we're pulling food to make fuel right now. I think there's going to be a debate coming in here as we see more and more of these food operations come under pressure financially, economically, to try and make a go of it. He certainly supported the 2008 Farm Bill. He's a strong believer in the safety net for farmers, but I think he's going to lean more towards the family farm and probably try and push the $250,000 cap on payment limits so that it's all going towards the family farm and not towards the corporate farm out here. And I think we're going to see him really try and make a push towards the country of origin labeling out here. That probably happens fairly quickly. you know, I think that there's some other ways that he'll try and make a push to try and see if we can put some incentives together for young and new farmers to try and get involved in farming, which is almost cost prohibitive today for anybody young just trying to get started on their own and come into it. So I would view him as being fairly supportive of agriculture. Right now, the whole issue is going to be all the money, though. We're spending so much money on the bailout programs. Now we're talking about another incentive program. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. Dave.
Got about a minute left or thereabouts. Let's get a quick call on the marketplace, please.
Well, I'm actually somewhat impressed with how the crude oil and the stock market is holding up, because we had a jobs number out this morning, 240,000 lost jobs. That takes us up to 1,180,000 since the first of the year. And I thought that would actually be negative to the stock market. And so far it's holding its own, up 79 points here this morning. The crude oil has lost a little bit of its flair from where it was when it closed this morning. So I think you're going to probably open pretty much in line with where we were last night, and then they're going to look at it from there. We have the report, of course, on Monday morning, so I think there could be a little short covering as we move into it. I'm actually looking for a moderately higher day today.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at willag.org.